Chapter 3. The Danaids. Marriage in Ancient Greece. In Greek mythology, virginity was often considered a virtue denoting purity and physical self-restraint, and is an important characteristic. There were three virgin Olympian goddesses: Artemis, Athena, and Hestia. Artemis was known as having a lot of followers who swore off men. Athena's children were literally born from her thoughts. As a result of the meeting of minds, this kind of birth was considered the purest kind of love. Hestia swore to Zeus that she would never marry. All women were expected to marry, for there was no provision and no role in Greek society for single mature females. Young women were expected to marry as a virgin, and marriage was usually organized by their father, or kurios, guardian, who might be an uncle or a male relative. As the couple were often married at puberty, the matching probably had little to do with love. Of course, love may have developed between the young bride and groom, but the best that might be hoped for was philia, a general friendship or love sentiment, whereas eros, the love of desire, was often sought elsewhere by the husband. A man would choose his wife based on three things: the dowry, her presumed fertility, and her skills, such as weaving. When a young woman was allowed to marry, the suitors would compete against each other by song, dance, or games for her hand in marriage. The chosen one and the girl's father would then proceed in a process known as engesis, meaning giving of a pledge into the hand, which is like the modern engagement. In Athens, the engesis, or betrothal, was in fact indispensable to the complete validity of a marriage contract. Children born from a marriage without such contract would lose their heritable rights. The wedding day, called the gamos in Greek, began with nuptial bath in the women's quarters. An honored child would bring water from a nearby river to the bride. This special ceremony was intended to purify the bride and enhance her ability to have children. After the bath, the bride would put on the wedding gown and a veil, a symbol of purity, which was not removed until she was given in marriage to the groom. The Danaids. The Danaids were the 50 daughters of Danaus, king of Argos. All but Hypermnestra murdered their bridegrooms on the wedding night, for which they were condemned eternally. In Hades, the 49 Danaids were punished to prepare their bridal baths by pouring water forever into a barrel or bathtub full of holes. If something is now compared to the Danaids, it is likely to involve futile work. An example is as follows. It was like the cask of Danaids into which the public had been pleased to pour its deposits.